other candidates should be thankful. Because I'm giving them a chance to make total fools of themselves in front of millions of people.
Big Elvis, Donald Trump, live in Vegas tonight with all his little friends as the clown car of the Republican debates continues. I'll live tweet it, and my friend Alex Stone from ABC News is already there. You're already there.
And it's 5:10 in the morning, but, you know, when WGN calls, I say, what time do you want it? I will get to Vegas at 5:10 in the morning if you want it.
I appreciate that. That's why he is Alex Stone. There's nobody better. All right, so lay of the land here. First off, thank God Donald Trump is healthy. And what fake doctor did he hire yesterday?
Well, the document is interesting only because the way it almost sounds like they're describing a superhero. I don't have it in front of me here, but he will be the healthiest president to ever
walk
this earth.
Of all time, Alex. The healthiest president ever.
This doctor also knows the condition of George Washington and the condition of Lincoln and everybody. Well, you know, who knows? It's an interesting the Trump campaign says he is not going to release his detailed medical report, as he said he would, but that he's not going to give LDL and HDL, all of that, which the other candidates, well, at least Hillary Clinton has done, and President Obama has done previously. But on it appears to show healthy blood pressure, healthy everything else, that he takes a bit of a statin every day. Even though they don't give his cholesterol numbers, you would expect that probably shows cholesterol is going up a little bit, but you know, who knows? It's definitely an interesting letter coming from his doctor, one that we've never seen before in the wording of that he would be the healthiest compared to any other president who has ever walked the earth.
And the more verbiage that comes from Trump and his friends sounds like a 12-year-old. I mean, it's just it all needs to end. Every sentence needs to end with, I know you are, but what am I?
Well, in the end, it's working because look at his poll numbers.
40%.
ABC News Washington Post poll out. Trump, 38% support. He's surging among Republicans and GOP-leaning independents who are registered to vote. And a lot of that coming from the post-terror attack response. And many of his supporters like the idea of banning Muslims from entering the country, according to those who are responding to the poll. Something that tonight in this debate, he's likely going to take a lot of fire on. His opponents, none of them getting behind that plan, saying it's illegal, it's un-American, but it works for those who support Trump. They like the plan, and they're backing them, many of them, for that.
Well, Alex, what you and I know, Alex Stone, ABC News, what you and I both know, and what most of America needs to lock into here, is that you're not the president of the Republicans, you're not the president of the Democrats, you're the president of the United States. So no matter what kind of crazy things you need to say to get through the primaries in either party, you still got to win the general election. How does a party which is subscribed to these sets of beliefs, Ted Cruz is a knucklehead. Ted Cruz is a guy that showed up at the extreme Iowa pastors get-together about a month ago. And this is a preacher in Iowa that says there's something in the Bible that gays can be murdered. Mm-hmm. Rubio said something the other day about rolling back the Supreme Court's decision on marriage, a power the president doesn't have. How are any of these people going to win against Hillary Clinton, who can't tell the truth if her life depends on it?
Well, two things. First of all, Cruz, speaking of him, his numbers also doing quite well right now. In Iowa, he is in first place, according to two polls, although Trump says those polls are biased and ridiculous. He loves polls, and he will tweet out every poll that comes out showing him on top, which all the national polls do. But the second one comes out where he is not number one. It is the worst poll in the world.
It's a fraud.
It's ridiculous, and it is from you can't trust the source. And so and now we've got two in Iowa that show Cruz on top and others that show them neck and neck. That's why they're likely going to go after each other tonight. Marco Rubio, nationally in the third place spot, he's likely going to go after Cruz as well because he wants that alternative to Cruz to Trump position. So Cruz is going to get it from Trump. He's going to get it from Rubio. Now, on the matchup against Clinton, the one thing our poll did find, that while Trump is surging among Republicans and the GOP-leaning independents with 38% and way beyond now, speaking of Ted, Ben Carson, he has cratered in recent weeks with the international news coming out and everything else, but Trump still slightly trails Hillary Clinton in a general election matchup. The polling coming out today saying he is 6 points behind Hillary Clinton, so he is surging among Republicans, but still would lose to Clinton if the election were held today, according to the polls.
Alex Stone, getting it done in Las Vegas. I know you got to fly, buddy, but we'll talk to you with a review tomorrow. Please stay alive. It's Alex Stone from ABC News. We'll go over the full candidate slate here in a little bit, and I will live tweet it tonight, but it's just a stunning collection of ridiculousness that's going on.
What were your names? Count Chocula and what
Count
was...
Chocula I can't take credit for. That is a Pat Brady thing with Ted Cruz, and it's brilliant.
The force is strong with this one.
If you look at Ted Cruz and you don't see Count Chocula, I mean, come on. It's exactly who he is.
Although he's going to be, he's going to be ready to go. Star Wars premiere was last night.
Yeah.
Movie's been full release on Friday.
There is no try. Do or do not.
Take any of the people off the Big Bang Theory and you go, yep, better president than any of these guys. So, in the meantime, where's the rest of the field disappeared to? It's unbelievable.
Especially like Chris Christie.
Chris Christie actually is making a little noise again. But Jeb Bush may be the most qualified candidate ever to be the worst candidate ever.
Yeah.
It's the worst campaign ever run.
Folks, what happened to Carly?
Yeah, Carly Fiorina. Yeah. She was making
she's
a bunch
in.
Of noise.
She's
yeah,
still
she
in.
Was.
No, yeah, but she just, you just the blip.
Fizzling?
Blip. I don't know. It's just the
Well, look at, okay, you know what, though? Look at Howard Dean. Remember, he was the front runner in, you know, two elections ago, and he was going to be the next president. Everyone loved him, and then he did that crazy speech. Well, I don't think it was a crazy speech, but he just got a little fired up at one of his pep rallies. And then,
well, based on what we know now about polling, if Howard Dean was running this year and he made that speech, he'd go up 30 points.
Yeah.
So.